I'm going to carry that. I'm going to put that in my pocket and make it something. It's a reminder. All right. When you reach in and you feel the cross, what are you thinking?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. What else? Anything else? And so I'm gonna make fun of you. Not really make fun of you, but she said, you know, it reminds you to take up your cross. Jesus says, if any man doesn't take up his cross and follow me, he's not worthy for the kingdom. Paul said, I pick up my cross and I die daily. And what does he mean by that? I pick up my cross and I die daily. He says it in 1 Corinthians 15:31. I die daily. What does that mean to you guys?
Isn't that in the section where he was talking about all the shipwrecks and getting stoned? And
I mean, No. It's in a section we're going to look at today. He says, I die daily. Anybody have any thoughts on that? None? You have some thoughts on that? What? I sin daily? Let's pray for her. She's struggling. Do you? What? What did you say? No. No. Do you? Do you? Okay. Then you need to learn something right now. You don't sin daily. Why do you sin daily? Do you love Jesus? Not really, though. I mean, you love him except for that time when you're sinning. And that's daily for you. Is it more than once a day?
I don't know, just like eating food you shouldn't be.
Is that sin? What are you eating? Pork? You're eating pork? Shellfish? Do you confess that? Is it a sin to eat pork?
Not to me.
Not to you. So,
but I just mean
so that's a sin. So you're sinning against your body and your health. That's interesting. Do you mind me putting you on the spot like that? Because it's family. Who cares? What about you? You sin daily? If you were my kid, I'd spank you daily. How about that? What is wrong with you? That is an interesting thing for you guys to say. Did you say that? You what?
Bad thoughts about other people.
About me? You ever heard bad thoughts about me?
Not everyone.
You suck. That's funny. That's funny stuff. You guys, you're Christians. Wait, I don't know. I don't know this crowd. Are you Christians? Are you a Christian? Yeah, you are?
Yeah.
Is it okay if I put you on the spot like this?
No,
you don't like it. How about you? Are you a Christian?
Yep.
Can I put you on the spot?
Don't put him on the spot.
No. How about you? Can I put you on the spot?
No.
Man, can I put you on the spot? You guys are babies.
Sure, put me on the spot.
What? I can put you on the spot? Can I put you on the spot?
Sure.
You're a Christian?
Yes.
You sin daily?
No.
Why not?
Because Jesus forgiven me of my sins and I've made perfect when I accepted him as my Savior.
See, you don't sin. That's what you gotta say to somebody who says that. So you don't sin. So you're perfect. I wish I was like her. She doesn't sin. Now the question is, do you? And then the question is this, and I'm gonna put you back on the spot, because you, I can tell you're smart. Why do you sin daily? I mean, why do you sin? You're a believer.
Because we're not perfect.
Okay. Get more specific.
Well, like my dad, like you just you think things that are
oh, we're not perfect, like my dad. Okay.
No, like you don't always think the best things about other people all the time.
Have road rage.
Oh. No, true confessions is good for the soul. I love that. So, Father, I pray for Ron and his anger and his road rage. Heal him. Bless him. All right. You guys got to know this. Thank you for being patient. But I've got to hit this. If you're a believer, if you're in Christ, you're a new creation. Right? Are you?
Yes or no? Yes. You're a new creation. If you're in Christ, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. You're no longer a sinner. You were a sinner. You were saved by grace. You've been transformed. And now you're just stupid. You're no longer a sinner. A sinner has no choice. They sin. When they sin, they're doing what's natural to them. A lot of people call it your sin nature. If your nature is to sin, of course, you're going to sin. If your nature is to fly, if you're a bird or something, and you fly, well, that's cool. You're just doing your nature. If your nature is to be a lemon, you're going to be a lemon. There's nothing the lemon has got to be sour today. Got to be a lemon. They just are. That's their nature. Your nature used to be you cannot do the will of God. You're incapable of doing the will of God. And you can even see the will of God and not be able to do it. That's what's funny. As a believer, the sin nature has been severed from you and thrown away in the same way as that's what circumcision represents. And I won't go into the details on that one. But it's cutting away of the flesh, the sin nature, getting rid of it, discarding it, and stepping into the promised land. Something powerful. So when we see the Old Testament, when they crossed over the River Jordan and went into the promised land, what did he do the day they got there? Circumcised everybody. Why? Cutting away the sin nature, cutting away the flesh. It's a symbol of us stepping into the kingdom of God through profession of faith, stepping into the promised land, putting off the old nature, putting off the flesh, and coming forward. So Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, behold, all things have become new, old things have passed away, right? Then he says, he who knew no sin, who would that be? Jesus Christ, became sin that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. So you got to follow this. If you are the righteousness of God in Christ, and it says you are you a sinner? No. That's not your nature. Can you sin? Yeah, you have a free will. You can do anything you want. Will you sin? It's your choice. Must you sin? No, you don't have to sin ever again the rest of your life. You're completely and totally made new, right? Is that what you're saying? So you weren't bragging. You were just stating a biblical fact. You've been made new. Your nature is the nature of Christ. Your mind is the mind of Christ. Your heart is the heart of Christ. And there's a verse for every one of those. It talks about the new mind, talks about a new heart, talks about a new nature, talks about a new future, talks about a new past. Your past is no longer what it was. You had a checkered past. You did stupid things. You whatever. That's your rap sheet. Guess what? You get saved, it's gone. You have no rap sheet. You have no past. Your past is now Jesus Christ. So you're the righteousness of God in Christ. You're the righteousness of God in Christ. So you don't sin daily. Now, you probably have bad thoughts daily or road rage daily, whatever it is. That's unfortunate because that's not who you have to be anymore. You've been set free from that. So as a believer, you don't need to let that. And when you do that, you don't have to go, oh, God, forgive me because I just sinned again. Because he's already forgiven you and he's cleansed you from all unrighteousness. You're clean. But you can go, that was pretty stupid. That's not me anymore. Rather than fight sin, oh, I got to not sin anymore. I got to not sin anymore. I'm the righteousness of God, so I'm not going to sin anymore. No. You say, I'm the righteousness of God. I'm going to walk in my identity. He fights sin. He's already conquered sin in your life. Sin is not crouching at the door and you must master it. That's old covenant. You're in the new covenant. You're completely the righteousness of God in Christ. When he sees you, he sees perfection. When he sees you, he says, you're the apple of my eye. When he sees you, you're completely and totally transformed. You don't believe it. You still are running on an old covenant, Old Testament picture of your own self. You are not a sinner. And you are not destined to sin just because, so you said, you know, well, yeah, we all sin. We sin. No, we don't. That's not true. I don't sin. Once in a while, I do make mistakes. But I don't think I live my life as a sinner. I just don't. That's not my identity anymore. And I don't wrestle with sin. Can I do stupid stuff? If you were to follow me around, you go, that guy's stupid. And you go, yeah, well, I am. And I'm getting smarter, and I'm getting more mature, but I'm not walking in sin. I hate sin. When I sin, it's icky to me. And I go, I don't want to do that again. Not because God's mad at me. He's not mad at me. He'll never be mad at me again. He took his mad out on Jesus at the cross. He's not going to be mad at me because I'm in Christ, right? So I'm in his love. I'm not separated from him. Sin doesn't affect my life. I've been resurrected, Easter. I've been resurrected in Christ. I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But this life I now live is Jesus Christ in me. Galatians 2:20. So, this may sound like splitting hairs, but it is the most important phrase you'll ever hear in your life, is that Christ died for you to wash away your sin. Old things have passed away. All things have become new, and now you're a new creation in Christ. There was Gentile, there was Jew, now there's Christian. A third race. People that never existed until the cross. And you've got to get that through. That's what we preach, and I will preach that every time I teach. I will weave in somehow grace because people don't even get it. As many times as I've taught you, you still don't get it. Well, I don't know. We could sit down and have a long talk about this. You're forgiven. Mm-hmm. Do you confess them? To be forgiven? No. You're forgiven at the cross. You're already forgiven. For every sin you ever committed and every sin you will ever commit, you never need to go, Lord, forgive me for that sin. You might say, that was stupid. I don't like that about me, and continue to transform me. But in terms of saying, Lord, please forgive me so that you can clear the slate, have a fresh start, that's not required. That's old covenant. That's Old Testament. No, let's sacrifice another lamb. Let's kill another pigeon. Again, no, that would be re-sacrificing Christ. He said he died once for all. So you're under the blood. If you're in Christ, if you're truly a Christian, then you're in Christ and you're free. And do you sin? Apparently you do. Do you have to sin? No. If you sin, what do? To get right with God? You're already right with God. It doesn't affect your walk with God if you sin. It affects your mind. It affects the way you view yourself. You feel stupid. You feel icky. You feel, and so it's kind of good to go to the Lord and go, you know, that sucks. I don't like being that guy. I know you made me new, and so before you, I'm confessing my sin, not for forgiveness, for transformation, so that I can grow in maturity. But in terms of righteousness, you're already righteous. You're already pure. You're already holy. Does that make sense? I mean, that's a whole different thing than you were saying just a minute ago, right? Or were you just not saying it clearly? Okay, yeah. And what do you mean?
I just, with sin or mistake, we're using different words.
Okay, so that's what you're saying. We're using different lingo. Yeah, but when it comes to interpreting that word, interpret, to me, it refers to Scripture. When it comes to interpreting, let's not be mistaken on that. You are not under the old covenant. You're under grace. God loves you. He accepts you. You're not a sinner. That's not your identity. You were a sinner. You've been saved by grace. You know, by grace have you been saved? Through faith, not of works, lest any man can boast. That's, you know, Ephesians 2:8 and 9. Yes, you've been saved, and now he calls you a saint. A lot of Christians, they talk to me, they tell me they're a sinner, saved by grace. I'm a sinner, saved by grace. But you know, we're all sinners. We all struggle. No, not true. You don't have to. If you believe that that's who you are, then yes, you'll struggle. If you believe that you're nothing but a sinner, you will struggle with sin every day of your life. As a man thinketh, so is he. Right believing leads to right living. When you know who you are, and you know that, then you can say, like she said, no, I didn't sin. I said that to a guy last week, and he said, oh, so you don't sin. Well, I didn't say that. I said, I don't have to sin. Whoa, watch it, brother. That's what he said to me. Watch it, brother. I'm like, why? Because you don't believe the word? Because the word says I've been transformed, been set free for the law of sin and death. I no longer am a sinner. Now, the reason I took this time to jump off on this path is because you all said the exact same thing. And man, that's just not true. You are saints. And if you don't know that, you're going to live differently. You're not going to find joy in your walk with God. It's going to be God's kind of pissed and he's kind of watching you and you got to do good. You got to do right. And there's a lot of things I'm doing that aren't really good. So I'm kind of on a weird standing with God. And that's not true either, right? God loves you. And not only does he love you, he's your friend. And he's in a good mood. He's not angry. A lot of people see God as a very angry, whack-a-mole God. Just waiting for you to make that mistake. You can feel it when you're driving. God's not a whack-a-mole God. God loves us. He died for us. He loves us so much. And he gave you a new start. Now, here's the question. Have you let him into your heart? Have you accepted Christ? Ah, you go to church, and yeah, you read your Bible, and you talk about religious things, but have you truly let Christ into your heart and let him transform you? That's the gospel. And anything short of that's just religion. So you're here on Easter. Easter celebrates what?
A bunny resurrection.
What? Celebrates, no. Yeah, in the world, it's a bunny. What is it? It's resurrection. Resurrection. What does resurrection tell us? That Christ said, kill me, and in 3 days I'll come back. And it said, if Christ be not raised, our faith is in vain. If Christ is not raised, then Christianity is stupid. Go be Baha'i or Scientologist or go be some religion that eats a lot of steak and has a lot of money. Do an easy life religion. I mean, if Christ isn't raised, be whatever you want. It makes no difference. But Christ's resurrection tells us that everything he said was true. If he hadn't been resurrected, we're living a lie. If he hadn't been resurrected, there is no transformation for you. So that's why I got on your case, because I want you to know who you are. You're a saint. If you're in Christ, if you've accepted Christ and asked him into your heart, then you've been transformed. And you're not a sinner. Do you sin every day? You might have a problem. I'll have to talk to you about that. I don't sin every day. I don't have to sin. And it's not bold, brash, or conceited to say I don't sin every day. You don't. If you're walking with Christ and you're walking in the Spirit, why would you be sinning every day? Well, because we're just humans and we're always blowing it. We're always sinning. Really? Who told you that? Because it's not in Scripture. It's nowhere in Scripture. But you believe you sin every day? And that you have to fight sin every day? Or confess sin every day? Where do you get that? It's been told to you, but do you know your Bible? It's not in there. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just, and he will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Where's that found? Anybody know?
1 John 1:9.
And that's true. If you confess your sin, he will forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Wow. Sorry, you guys. It's a one-time event. 1 John 1:9 is a getting saved verse. It is not a sin, confess thing. 1 John 1:9 is, if you say you haven't sinned, you're a liar and you're calling God a liar. If you have sinned, you can confess your sin. He'll cleanse you, forgive you, and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And then the next verse is, so to stop sinning. It's not who you are anymore. So, you've been resurrected. In Christ, you're resurrected. And if Christ isn't resurrected, then you're not resurrected. That's what Easter's all about. That's what I want you guys to know, who you are in Christ. And I didn't mean to put you on the spot. But you're kind of cute when you're on the spot. You know, you're all demure, like, why are you looking at me? But do you understand what I'm teaching? Do you think that's true or kind of weird?
Grew up in this church.
Yeah. This church was a Baptist church. This church taught Baptist doctrine, which is not biblical. And a lot of churches do that. They teach that very thing, that you're nothing but a sinner. You got to confess your sin every time you sin and get right with God. That is a Baptist doctrine.
not a biblical doctrine. And what's funny, sit down with any Baptist preacher and say, show me in Scripture where it says that. He can't. It doesn't say it. And I taught that for 35 years. I was a Baptist pastor. I know their doctrine. It's not biblical. It's definitely not Christian. It's religion. And it'll make you feel good because I did, you know, it's like Catholics going to confession, you know. They feel good after that. Where's that in Scripture? That you go and some priest is behind a curtain and you have to confess your sin to that guy and then you're absolved. That's nowhere in Scripture. But there's in giant, millions and millions of people do that every single day. Not in Scripture. So don't we want to be what the Bible says? Don't we want to do what the Bible says? Don't we want to know who we are according to the Bible? Not according to man or tradition or, like you said, you know, I went here for years and years. I know. My mission in life is to help people like you and me to understand the truth of the Scripture and to not be locked up in that thing. So, if you sin, how does God feel about you?
Well, he doesn't like it.
Yeah, he's a little disappointed. Mm-hmm. What do you got to do before you can go and have a good time with God?
Not confess. That's what you mean. Try to do better.
Try to do better. You're never going to do better. You can't try to do better. You can try. Does it work? Not so much. You do it every single day because you're still living under that Baptist teaching. And I don't mean Baptist per se. Religion. False religion. Now, not to say people don't get saved in a Baptist church. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is there are a lot of people that got saved in a Baptist church and now they're living in bondage to this false teaching that you're not a saint. And so you go around thinking God's a little disappointed in you. Where's that in Scripture? It's not. He loves you. He's totally on your side. He understands that you're stupid. He understands that these things happen. So how does he say that you get over sin? Fight harder. Run faster. Is that what he says? Rest. Be still. Fall into his love. Let him touch your heart. That's how you overcome sin. You quit thinking about it. You quit watching yourself and going, stop it. Stop sinning. You know, he's given you everything you need for life and godliness. Everything. Everything you need for life and godliness, God's already given you. 2 Peter 1, verse 3, is you have everything you need for life and godliness through your knowledge of Christ Jesus. Therefore, start walking like you mean it. You're already saved. You're already forgiven. You're already cleansed. You're already full of the Holy Spirit. Unless you're full of religion. In that case, you need to get saved. So if you're a Christian that's been fighting sin all these years since you made a confession of faith, you know, in junior high or at youth camp or, you know, at the altar at the Baptist church, if you're a Christian who's been trying to be good, hey, how about you die to yourself and let God be good in you? God didn't come to make you good. You know that. Realize God didn't come to make you good. What did God come to make you? Dead. He came to make you dead, and then he wants to resurrect you. Resurrection day. He came to make you dead. I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but the life I now live is Christ living in me and through me. Now, that's easy. That's fun. Religion's no fun. Trying to be good, very unfun. Trying to be holy, can't do it. Do you guys get what I'm saying? That's not the sermon for today. That's bonus. Sorry for picking on you. But you were a good sport. And I gave you a cross, so. You know. We're going to sing and worship. Now, knowing this, that Jesus died for you. He set you free. Now there's victory in Jesus. Where? In Jesus. The victory is not in yourself. The victory is not you fighting sin hard. It's in you relaxing and resting in Christ, letting him do the battle. Woo! Now that's Easter. And then we're going to take a look. Oh, man.